Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 through 14. Matthew 24, verse 3. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
The title of my message today is Signs of Christ's Coming Multiply. Are you ready? Every earthquake is a reminder of his coming. And the end of the world, Matthew chapter 24, verse 3 and verse 7, which you have just read. So I have been led to keep count of earthquakes. 6 earthquakes in 3 months and 3 weeks. From December 26, 04. 26 is the day after Christmas, and it is called Boxing Day. When I was young and in primary school, I thought of a boxing match after Christmas. But that is not so. It is a day because they received so many Christmas gifts, they have to put them away, they put them in boxes, or they want to send these gifts to poorer people. From December the 26th, Boxing Day, there was a terrible undersea tsunami. The word is pronounced as tsunami and not tsunami, which killed 300,000 people. I read the account, 290,000. Up to April the 16th, there are 5 more earthquakes. Number 2 earthquake killed 500 more in Iran. I took record from the newspaper. Number 3 earthquake shook Japan soon after that. Number 4 earthquake was another one that shook the island of Nias, which killed 2,000 people. The reading was 8.7 on the Richter scale, which is very high. Where is Nias? Nias is 5 times the size of Singapore, and it is off the coast of northwest Sumatra. Our college, Farison Bible College, has a student graduated from Nias, and he is helping to teach a Bible college in Batam. And so, you see that there are, up to here, 4 earthquakes. The 5th one struck Padang, South Sumatra. This we all remember because 700 Singaporeans were sent running down to the ground. This happened as recent as Saturday, April the 16th. They ran to higher ground because they learned it from a tsunami, how the waters come up several stories high. Now do you know that since the great tsunami of December 26th till May 15th, altogether there were 8 earthquakes. Jesus, is he not reminding us that he is coming, is very, very near? Don't think that it'll never happen in my lifetime. Times are really dangerous. Now let me add one more earthquake. Number 9, which took place just only last week, when 27 were hurt in Tokyo. And for one day, the bullet train of Tokyo, very famous, did not run. And the planes did not fly out of Tokyo the same day. I preached on the coming of Christ in conjunction with earthquakes some years ago. And a baby pastor criticized me for trying to scare my members. Now they have counted 9 earthquakes in 6 to 7 months. Am I scaring the people? I'm only trying to get my members to look up and not to look down upon the world. There's so many sinful attractions that they not be left out. Jesus gave us a lot more signs of His coming. They are all what we have read just now. It's only the earthquakes I selected since they have come in such regularity. The other signs are false Christ, false prophets, false brethren. And in the BP Church, we have such false brethren. Who are they? Elders that take over the power of the church and manipulate the sacking of pastors, of whom I'm one. Now outside the church, we hear of wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilences, like earthquakes, which have so numerously occurred. I shall first refer to wars and rumors of wars. The most recent war talk is a six-nation negotiation. Now, first time, the North Korea and America, they have a face-to-face confrontation. And also China's boasting of its ability to retaliate America. As for pestilences, we have the worsening, the report of another two deaths of the bird, from the bird flu. But I would call pestilences like the bombing of London two times, in which 56 people died and 700 were hurt. We call this social pestilence. And then suddenly the killing of 88 Egyptians just on the border south of the Israeli border. The title of my sermon today, therefore, is Signs of Christ Coming Multiplied. The question is, are you ready? You cannot take it easy when you have the nine earthquakes. You have wars coming and pestilences, and what I call social pestilences, the terrorism. So I ask, are you ready? Because you have Jesus as your Savior, you don't worry. You are sure to go with Him when He comes. If you are not sure, it is important that you tidy yourself and you repent of your sins and call on Him to save you. Yes, before He comes, you must keep on telling people, "Yes, we have not done our duty." One sin often mentioned by the Apostle Paul is fornication. As it is brought up in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 to 5, before he talks about Jesus coming and those that will go with Him. For this is the will of God. Even your sanctification, that each should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, there's a very big word. Not in the lust of strong sexual desire, even as the Gentiles who do not know God. They do all these things because they do not know God. But Christians cannot indulge in sexual sins freely because they know that God forbids them. Finally, the apostle consoles us about her loved ones who have died. When Jesus comes again, He will come with the voice of the archangel, giving a shout with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, this is a wonderful mystery. It is called a mystery in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 51 and 2. They who are alive, we who are alive and remain, will be caught up with them. And the word used in our vocabulary is raptured. To be caught up means by force. God uses special power to lift us up out of danger. I often ask the question, why is it we must be lifted up? Because there is no safe place on earth. One third of the earth will be killed. And the last war that will erupt, they will finally come to the Battle of Armageddon, which is in Israel. That will be fought out of Iraq again. And we have just had two wars in Iraq. It can come within our lifetime again. You cannot avoid. We'll be raptured to meet the Lord in the air and will forever be with the Lord. What a word of comfort. When we meet with the Lord, we'll also meet with our loved ones because they are raptured first. The dead in Christ will rise first and in the twinkling of an eye, we'll be there. A matter maybe of a few minutes. This is a mystery. What rejoicings it will be. I propose that we open our Bible again to 1 Thessalonians. We have referred to this sermons here once before, but we need to revise. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 18. I propose that we read responsibly. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, who are dead, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that is the most important fact. If our Lord did not rise again, then He is powerless. But because He rose again, He will bring with them who are dead with Him, and then they will become alive. Verse 15. You say, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. We will be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the end, and we will forever be with the Lord. So comfort one another with these words.